Okay, by the way, remember that Amstel's, the entrepreneur, has been searching for small businesses that are doing well, but needed a little help to take things to the next level. We asked you to nominate your businesses or business that you know, that has a lot of potential, that you believe it could break all the boundaries, all for the chance to win 1 million in 1 million rands in market and mentorship. It's been about a month that they have been mentored, so it's time now to check in with one of our lucky finalists to see how their mentorship program is going. All thanks to Amstel. But then on that note, I've got a mentor on the line. To chat about us, about how she's been doing and everything and like that. And also, I've got Year 2 Indaba Emergency Services in the studio. I've got Nomcebo right here, Mahashe. Are you still Mahashe?
I'm still Mahashe.
You haven't changed. You haven't changed. All right. And then our mentor, we've got Carol Williams. Carol, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm very well, thanks, darling. Starting with Nomcebo here from Year 2 Indaba Emergency Services, who is the finalist. Tell us about the journey so far.
Let me greet all our listeners first. Let me not be rude, friends. Let me tell you something. I'm actually laughing to myself right now because I'm so excited. Gutsi, actually, it's your show. I thought Gutsi was a show. I was so stressed. Gutsi was a Zulu like this. And I was so scared. Zulu, so I'm just saying.
See, But
I'm very excited, Gutsi. At least I'm on the trending.
Yeah.
I hope everyone is good and I hope everyone is great and safe out there. So our journey so far has been great, to be honest with you. Yes, everything comes with challenges and its own ups and downs. But I think our journey has been great so far. We are learning a lot, being exposed to a lot of opportunities. My mentor is amazing, guys. My mentor as well has been very amazing. So thank you so much to Amstel for this opportunity.
And then chatting to you, Carol Williams, as a mentor, tell us more about this journey.
So I started out the journey with Amstel and the team towards the end of last year. So I was one of the mentors who started out with a judge, and we judged, I think there were like thousands of entries. So judging from that stage, getting it back to like down to the finalists and getting down to the top 40 finalists, having the opportunity to meet Year 2 Indaba and the rest of all the finalists that have been amazing. So, you know, I mean, it's been tough. Everyone has been so incredible. Everyone is so talented and so passionate. And to have the opportunity to mentor, you know, the three guests that you're speaking to today has just been an amazing opportunity. And I think even for the mentors, we are so inspired by getting the opportunity to learn everyone's business, to learn how they started, how hard they're fighting to sustain their business. I think Year 2 Indaba is such an incredible testament to the power of, you know, changing your community and making a big difference. So it just really has been a massive honor so far.
Basically, today I'll be doing a show with you, actually. Because we'll be together throughout my show. We're still having two more to go. But then talking to our finalists here, tell us a bit about your business and you.
So, Year 2 Indaba Emergency Services was established in 2013. It was formed initially by Elsie Mahasha and Gabriel Mahasha, which is my mom and dad, as directors that want to see the unemployment rate being curved in our country. And then Year 2 Indaba Emergency Services was formed to bridge the gap between government emergency services by lending a helping hand whenever there is a need, with our very important slogan, always a call away. We strive to make sure that all our customers know they can count on us to provide the best quality service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And now going back to you, Carol, tell us about the involvement in this initiative.
Okay, so where we are currently is we are at the top 12 finalists. They have all gotten the opportunity to win a 50,000 rand prize in media value from Amstel. So that's the current phase of the competition. So with the 50,000 rand worth of media value, marketing or PR that has been allocated, they get to use that for their businesses over the current 3 months.
Nice.
And at the end of that, the final four finalists will then go on to win an additional prize of 70,000 rand, I believe it is, for each four. So I think it's a beautiful competition because whether you are in the top 12, whether you are in the top four, you do win something or you really get something out of the experience, you know, with that being facilitated by Amstel.
And now, that's so awesome, Carol. Obviously, I'm talking to Nomtlebo this side as well from your Twin Dove Emergency Services. And then, what is your product, or rather your services, actually? And why is it so great? And how can people find it and contact you?
So our ultimate goal is obviously winning this competition.
Yeah.
That's our ultimate goal. We are working towards that. But our other goal is just to also see Yetu Indaba evolving and becoming one of the best healthcare service providers in the country, which will compete with bigger establishments in providing the best service in the emergency service environment. So our services, we have short and long distance transfers.
Mm-hmm.
We have inter-hospital transfers. We have sports events, musical events, corporate events. We have private clients, which is your cash payments, your medical aid private clients. And then we have our planned patient transport. We also have our standby services and our first aid training, which we've also just recently introduced.
And I know that even tomorrow you guys will be doing a great job for one of my clients then.
Yes, definitely.
In El Dorado Park.
All because of Amstel Competition connecting us with Josie FM.
And that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
What's your plan to market your business, and where can we see you advertising?
So our plan is going to be going hard on ground, on the ground marketing.
Yeah.
So basically doing our activations, but also looking at the new age way of marketing, which is your social media and radio, which is a package that our mentor was able to guide us into choosing with the Amstel competition. We have our social media package, and then we have our radio package that we have as well. So we are hoping that will definitely grow our marketing. And going hard on our course marketing, our on-the-ground marketing activations. I know also last week we were also given an opportunity to attend the Josie FM Wellness Day, which is was a success. It was held at the
Soweto Spaghan.
Yes, which is another opportunity that we've been granted. So gradually we are seeing our brand being exposed to a different target market and to different people.
That's so beautiful. Now getting back to you, Carol, what the mentorship journey will look like over the next few months?
So with the competition, the mentorship journey is over a period of 3 months. But I think you know, and I hope I just don't speak for myself, but the other mentors as well, you know, getting to know the mentors or the mentees rather, I think really understanding their passion and connecting with why they started their businesses, how they want to grow it, how they want to increase sales, the market they want to have in their respective industries in the short term and the long term. I do believe that the relationships will, you know, go over and above the 3 month period in our individual capacities, because we really are invested in wanting to see the mentees grow their businesses in the long term. So it is a 3 month period officially, but I think even beyond that, we're still open to like having that relationship, guiding them, assisting where we are able to do so.
Yeah, to Indaba Emergency Services, what would you like to say to in ending to our listeners?
Okay, so I'd also just like to touch Wuti with the little bit of marketing that we've gotten through the Amstel competition and with the guidance of our mentor, Ms. Karen Williams. We've gotten partnerships with a medical center that we are proud to have a partnership with. They are giving us events, they are giving us calls, cash calls as well. And then we were also granted the opportunity to do a standby for Scheme Sum. Everybody knows the popular production on SABC One. We've also grown our social media numbers as well. And we've also been able to grow our Gasi Embo cover. We have a cover that we'd like all Soweto members to take advantage of. It will also help them as well. So it's a cover that's 120 rand a month. It's for treat and transport, and we take you from your home to the nearest facility, whether it be your medical facility, your doctors, your hospitals. So we'd like to encourage Soweto to please take advantage of that cover. It's only 120 rand a month for per household. So if you're a member of 10, whether you're a member of 15 in one household, we are able to transport you. And then lastly, in closing, I'd just like to thank our mentor, Karen. I wish people could see her. She is so tiny and she's doing such amazing things. And she's guiding us. And she's guiding us a lot. I think when we first met her, we were very nervous to meet her because of the impact that she has from a marketing scale as well, and the knowledge that she has, but she was able to calm us down and direct us into the right directions. So we'd like to thank her as well, and we'd like to thank Amstel as well for the opportunity they've given, you know, Gassi businesses to also grow our brands, and in a creative way by giving us marketing exposure.
And you didn't think that you'd take it this way.
And lastly, obviously, we'd like to thank the community radio station for always plugging us with such opportunities, because if we didn't have Josie FM, you know, and other radio community radio stations, we wouldn't know about such opportunities. Thank you so much, guys.
Carol, thank you so much for talking to us right here on Josie FM. I'll talk to you on the other side of 12 o'clock.
Awesome, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Carol, thank you so much as well, for coming into the studio. And obviously, this is with the compliments of Amstel, the entrepreneurs. Has been the entrepreneur competition, obviously. They're all standing a chance of winning a share of 1 million rands. But then on that note, Dear Tindaba, all the best.
Thank you so much.
Injalo ke. Kanti ke oyena mlaleli lapha ekhaya ke ngukukhumbuze okunye futhi ke okuhambayo. Just to remind you that visit Superstore from today until the 10th of April.